Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Vaccine 411. As the race for a COVID-19 vaccine continues, here are the numbers. Not much change from earlier in the week. 167 vaccines still in development, according to the World Health Organization and the New York Times. 139 of those are in preclinical trials. 10 are in phase 1, 10 in phase 2, 8 are in phase 3. 2 of those 8 are in China, 1 in the UK, 1 in Australia, and 4 of them are in the US. 2 in the US are antibody treatments for those already infected that could potentially also protect from the virus. One Chinese vaccine candidate has been approved for limited use in the Chinese military as phase 2 clinical trials on the vaccine continue. On this episode of Vaccine 411, how obesity may inhibit a COVID-19 vaccine. First, the latest vaccine news from around the world. United States. Novavax released early data showing that their vaccine candidate is safe and that participants developed antibodies more than 4 times higher than average. In a deal valued at over $1 billion, Johnson & Johnson will provide the U.S. government 100 million doses of their vaccine candidate. This is in addition to the $456 million invested by the government for research and development. Canada. The Canadian government has signed deals with Pfizer and Moderna for millions of doses of their potential vaccines. India. Zydus Cadila has completed phase 1 trials on their vaccine candidate. It will move to phase 2, working with 1,000 subjects. Most of us could stand to lose a pound or two, and if we needed any additional motivation to do so, it may have just arrived. Scientists have long known that vaccines are less effective on obese people. Someone's considered obese if their BMI is over 40 or if they're about 100 pounds overweight. That's about 9% of the U.S. population. In an article by Kaiser Health News published this week on CNN.com, they note a Chinese study from March reported that heavier patients with COVID-19 were more likely to die than thinner patients. As the virus moved to the U.S., the alert went out from the CDC. But as the weeks passed, they moved the BMI warning to 30, which is about 42% of adults in the U.S. Researchers believe that obese individuals, as well as those with high blood pressure and diabetes, tend to have a state of chronic mild inflammation that could interfere with immune response to vaccines. The Kaiser Health article continues, historically, people with high BMIs often have been excluded from drug trials because they frequently have related chronic conditions that might mask the results. That's not the case with the recent COVID-19 trials, which is good, but the first vaccines out of the gate will more than likely not be tailored to the obese. So if we want in on the first round of vaccinations, it's in our best interest to shed a few pounds. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.